Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and
tell me, say.
I hope everyone is doing well tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. Yes, tonight I do have a guest that will be talking, being a part of the show tonight, and I am going to interview her with some questions. And if you would like to be a part of it, you can always click on, go back out and call in and click on 1, and you can be a part of the interview. If you have any comments regarding the questions that I will be asking her, I hope that you will join her in answering some of the questions I'm going to be asking tonight. Last week, I was talking about giving up. When sometimes you feel like you just want to give up, you say to the Father, I've waited and I waited long enough. When I am sick of waiting and I'm going to, when is my time is going to come? Have you ever felt that way where you give up and you just keep saying to the Father, I've waited and waited for my dream to come to pass, and it seems like you never, nothing is happening. And you keep hoping that it will happen now instead of having to wait. And I know sometimes our patience it's very short, and we do not want to wait until God is ready to bless us. But we must have faith, hope, and believe that He will. Tonight's scripture reads, it's coming from Hebrews 10:32. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Well, I'm going to read that to make it a little clearer version so you can understand what I just said. You need to remember and never forget what it's like back in the old days, how your eyes were open and you really saw the truth for the first time. And what it's talking about here is the first time you came in contact with the Father. the first time when you were saved, you believed that he was your heavenly father and Jesus was came and died for your sin. When you first came in contact with the Lord, how did you feel? Just think about it. What experience did you experience? How did you see any type of lighting? Were you illuminated? Were you radiated by the presence of the Holy Spirit? How did you feel? Pause for a minute and think about, were you a little girl at that time? Were you a teenager? Were you an adult? Just think about that first time with the Lord that you experienced. Where were you? What took place? Was that the beginning of your walk with God? And what did you do from that point on to stay in his word and believe in his, the words that he say in the Bible that you read each and every day? These questions I want you, I'm going to bring Miss Mandy Walker on, and I want her to answer some of those questions tonight. Because when you are discouraged and really want to give up, here is what you should do. We're going to talk about what you should do. Just one second. Let me click her on. Miss Mandy, can you hear me?
Yes, Mary, I hear you.
Okay. I'm so pleased that you accepted my invitation tonight to come on and let me interview you and answer some of those questions I just went over.
Okay.
Yes. And I know you're good at this, so I felt that you would be one of the best ones to answer some of these questions. I don't want to be the only one talking tonight.
Well, praise God.
Right. So when we are discouraged, what the scripture is saying to go back and think about when we first met and felt the Holy Spirit, when we first became saved. How do we feel? What expired during that time? And could you answer those couple of questions I just asked? Because there's some more things that I want to talk about as well. Do you remember the first time you came in contact? Were you saved? Were you a little girl? Were you a teenager? An adult?
Well, when I first became saved, I was a young girl. But, you know, when we first go into being with God and really understanding him, you don't really understand it. But as you grow in Christ, you do understand. It is an awesome feeling. You just, the Holy Spirit just takes over. Things come to your mind that you have never thought about. And God gives us the answer because he's always there with us, and he's always beside us. Now, I felt like I can do anything. All I have to do is ask God, because I feel like I'm his pet, and he said that we can ask him anything, and he will do it for us. So I just felt so good about that. But as the time went on, and I really, you know, when you first go into being saved, it's like a babe drinking milk. You don't really understand. But as you go on, you move on to what they call the table food, and it just makes such a difference. God is an awesome God, and God lives inside of us. And you know, he said in his word that if we ask anything that we want in his name, he will give it to us. And he will never let a child of his go out without having a word or an answer for any questions that come up. So he's an awesome God. Sometimes you talk about God and you don't know what you're going to say, the Holy Spirit will just bring it to you. It's just such a rich feeling, and when the answers come to you, you'll be saying, well, I hadn't thought about that. Sometimes you may be thinking of another thing to say, but God will give you the right things to say. And there are a lot of things that we cannot understand. But if you hang in there with God, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance, and he will help you to understand. You see, Mary, there are many things in our life that we cannot understand, and one of them is when we first become a Christian, we don't really understand what God is doing, but we have to love him and trust him and follow his instructions. We must trust God's judgment, and we must be guided by his hand. And all we have God's blessings, we can rest safely in his care, because he promised a safe passage on the wings of faith and prayer. You got to love him. You got to stay close to him. You got to talk to him. And you got to believe in him and don't doubt. And he will not let you down. He will carry you through. And sometimes, Mary, when a question is asked, you don't know what the answer is. And then all of a sudden it's like a light will come on and the answer will just drop right in your spirit. He gives you that feeling of knowing, and with him being the leader and the love of your life, you're going to make it. He's not going to let you go out there and fall, because he is our refuge and he is our strength. He is our salvation and our strength in every fight. He's our redeemer and our protector and eternal guiding light. He's with us at all times. All we have to do is trust him, believe him, and follow his instructions, and don't doubt. Sometimes Satan will get on our case, but we have to rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, because Satan's job is to tear God's people down. But we have to hang in there with God. And if you hang in there with God, you will not go wrong. God
yes.
is beside Candy. You.
Oh. What age for you when you came in contact with Heavenly
when
Father, believing him,
Heavenly
and,
Father.
When you were saved?
I was probably about maybe 8 or 9 years old when I first got baptized. And, you know, the old-fashioned church, how you would go to church and the preacher would be preaching, you'd get on the morning things. You didn't really understand, but you just get up and you just do it. You just follow his word. I remember being baptized, and I was very young, and it was real scary, but I went on in the name of Jesus. And as I became older and got to be a teenager, you know, you kind of you don't leave God, but you kind of get out there and spread your wings and thinking that you know a lot of stuff. But sometimes we go out there a little bit and God will bring us right back. But as I have gotten older and more wiser, I know that there's nothing too hard for God. And he will lead and guide you in every step of the way. All you have to do is believe him and trust him. Once you get to that point, oh, man, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. I remembered I was about, I would say that age that you mentioned, probably maybe a little bit younger. Because
mm-hmm.
I started, I realized I was going to church, but I didn't realize what it was all about.
Yes.
But I kept going, and I started going to Sunday school. And then I joined the church, but it wasn't a church where I got baptized. It was more or less a Methodist church. You know, they do things a little bit different. And later on, I became I joined a Baptist church. But I knew it was something different, even at that young age. But I felt different when I did join the church.
Yes.
And reading this, it says, and this is the way I felt. It says there was a time in your life when you felt that someone had switched a light switch and turned on the light and removing the darkness from your eyes so you could see things clearer. And really, that is exactly how the Holy Spirit works. What was dark, now you can see. And pretty much it was, and as you grow older, you start, you know, we like to party and go out drinking, all those things.
You're
in Christ. You started feeling different. You don't feel like doing the same thing you used to do. Or even at the young age, I became very involved in the Sunday school. And back then, there was a lot of the older people didn't know how to read. So me and my girlfriend that lived in the neighborhood, we were we could read, and they felt that we were be a good candidate to teach Sunday school. And this was an early age because they could not read, but they wanted the children to go to church and learn about God. So this is their way to do that. And we started teaching Sunday school at such a young age, and we enjoyed it so much. I mean, we felt like, you know, we were older at that particular time. But the good thing about that, the Holy Spirit found ways how to make the kids interesting. Even though that we were young, we were able to make it exciting, and we enjoyed every minute of it. Every Sunday we were ready to come to church and talk about the Sunday school lesson. And each year we got older and older, and we became just so fond of doing God's will. And pretty much, and we felt a change right there. We saw a different way of life. We saw a light then, and we felt that we were doing something special by teaching Sunday school because the older ones could not, because they could not read. And it seemed like as I continued to get older and older, I became closer and closer to God. And it was such a good feeling to know that you were touching someone else's life. And teaching them what you knew about God and how you felt about God, so it gives you a joy in your soul that you are doing something different, and you felt that the Spirit of God was within you. So as that continued with that feeling continued more and more in each day, I wanted to do more and more, and as I continued in life, I did do that. So once you are filled with the Holy Spirit, certain things keep happening to you, and you'll continue to do things as the Spirit tells you to do so. And you also you get the faith and the hope that whatever you go through, you can deal with it. And that's what this lesson is saying, is when you are discouraged and really want to give up, these are the things that you should do. You should remember what God did for you. I am 60 years old, and I can remember when I was a young girl, the things that God protected me from and got me through. So we need to do the rewind button and think about how the goodness of God, that what he has done for us to get us through the next step in our lives. And it's a joy to know that God lives within you. And sometimes I get a little bit discouraged myself sometimes, but he restores those feelings back to have hope and to have faith in him, because I know he's real. And when I think about the days, the olden days, that's what my mom was, I would say, somewhat of an old-fashioned person in a sense of talking. There were a lot of things that she did that I remembered that meant a whole lot. Things that she did back then that I could not understand, but I did it anyway. Because, of course, when your mama say something back then, you got to do what you got to do. But it is a joy to know that God lives within you. So let me ask a couple more questions. Okay. Miss Mandy, I know I probably went off a little off the subject going talking about how I went when I first started myself, but
yeah.
I just think I can really sit and think about all the things that I've gone through and what I've done, and I know God was in the midst of it all. And that first day when I came connected with him at that young age, how I felt each and every day, and the things that I have done in my lifetime, I know he was there. That spirit was there to lead and guide me into the direction what I am today. Something else I wanted to ask you, Miss Mandy. Let me
Before you and the other thing, I was listening to you, Mary,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about back in the day when we were young. They had what is called BTU. You don't hear that anymore. And that's like a Sunday school in the state. And that's when the children could really get involved. That was like the children's time. Like they have children's church and stuff now. BTU
mm-hmm.
was one of the things that we used to do. And it was so encouraging. So encouraging.
Yeah.
God left that comforter with us. He left that comforter with us. And he have a path for all of us to do. We just have to allow him to work through us.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And don't let the things of the world discourage us where we don't continue to believe and what he will do and he's doing.
Yeah,
you know, some,
he said he's in this world but not of this world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and so important for us to sometimes hit the rewind button in our minds and drift back to an early experience when the Lord, when the faith was simple and life was uncomplicated.
Yes.
And
yes.
We must remember those precious days when God was so visible to us, because sometimes we do let Satan get within us and where we don't believe. And we question him, why me, and why is it taking so long for this to happen and that to happen?
Yeah.
And we have to go on and recall how changed, the change you were when you first met the Father, believe in him, and knew that you were saved, how you felt then. He wants you to continue to feel, experience those same joy that you experienced back then. And it is a good thing for you to rehearse these experiences because they will stir you up, encourage you, and summon strength for the battle that you might be facing now or fully
mm-hmm.
facing down the road.
Yeah, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. And he will fight that battle for us. He's an awesome
yes, he will.
God. He's an awesome God. But one of the things that I really got involved and into when I knew I was really saved is when I met my husband and got married. And that's when I really understood a lot of the things that I didn't understand when I was a child. Like we used to go to revival and sit on the mourner's bench, and that was like foreign to us. But as I got older and started really getting into the Word, then things start falling into place and you start understanding, and you just move on. Just gotta. But one of the things you have to do is stay focused. Just stay focused and keep your eyes on God, because Satan has such power, but God has all power, and we have to lean and depend on God and believe it. And when you start doing it, people look at you strange. You know, they think you're being funny. You think you're all that. But in God, we are all that and everything else, because He is our every need. He provides everything for us. And He uses us to do His job, because we work in the Spirit. In Spirit, we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And sometimes when God put something on your heart to do, sometimes we feel like, you know, Lord, why me? Why do I have to do this? But you have to go ahead and be obedient to the Holy Spirit, because that's when you know God is truly in control of your life.
Yes.
Amen.
And for us to keep continuing to ask God to keep that light that that we used to have in our life. I still do.
Yes. Yes.
Like I say, sometimes that light sometimes looks dark.
Oh, yes.
Yes, when we get discouraged and let the enemy come in and discourage us and not see that light that God wants us to continue to see in Him. I want. We only have 4 more minutes. I want to say a prayer before we end the program tonight. Thank you, Ms. Mandy, to come on with me.
Thank you very much, Mira, for having me. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Ms. Mandy, and thank you so much for always being willing and be obedient and helping God's work to be done in this ministry.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank
God
Lord. Bless you. Yes.
Lord, we ask you to help us to never forget the early days that we have experienced, that we had with you after the first time that when we were saved.
Yes.
And we are sorry about being discouraged sometimes. But we know it's okay sometimes to be a little sad, but for us to be able to, don't let it wear us down. Don't let the enemy pull us down. Let us continue to see that light that you want us to see. Heavenly Father, continue, Heavenly Father, to be there for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us continue to see that light and remember those days that when we first were saved, Heavenly Father. We ask you to return that faith that we once enjoyed.
Yes, Lord.
Admit that we can be discouraged sometimes. But today we are deciding to get encouraged. Thank you for helping us.
Thank you, Lord.
And remember, your word is unchanged and your promise are true.
Yes.
We pray this in Jesus' name. So look for that light this week. Don't let the darkness come. Continue to believe and have faith in Him. Just like Hebrews 10:32 said, you need to remember and never forget what it's like to like back in the days. Know how your eyes were open and you really saw the truth for the first time. You have a great week. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed. Good night.
Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Lord, we worship you. Yeah, yeah.
We worship you.